People will here befall me, for I fear that I shall not escape you, since heaven has delivered me over to you. Furthermore, I say, and I lay my saying to your heart, spare me, for I am not of the same womb as Hector, who slew your brave and noble comrade. With such words did the princely son of Priam beseech Achilles, but Achilles answered him sternly. Idiot, said he, talk not to me of ransom. Until Patroclus fell, I preferred to give the Trojans quarter, and sold beyond the sea many of those whom I had taken alive. But now not a man shall live of those whom heaven delivers into my hands before the city of Ilius, and of all Trojans it shall fare hardest with the sons of Priam. Therefore, my friend, you too shall die. Why should you whine in this way? Patroclus fell, and he was a better man than you are. I, too, see you not how I am great and goodly? I am son to a noble father, and have a goddess for my mother, but the hands of doom and death overshadow me all surely. The day will come, either at dawn or dark, or at the noontide, when one shall take my life also in battle, either with his spear or with an arrow sped from his bow. Thus did he speak, and Lycaon's heart sank within him. He loosed his hold of the spear and held out both hands before him, but Achilles drew his keen blade and struck him by the collarbone on his neck. He plunged his two-edged sword into him to the very hilt, whereon he lay at full length on the ground, with the dark blood welling from him till the earth was soaked. Then Achilles caught him by the foot and flung him into the river to go downstream, vaunting over him the while and saying, "Lie there among the fishes who will lick the blood from your wound and gloat over it. Your mother shall not lay you on any bier to mourn you, but the eddies of Scamander shall bear you into the broad bosom of the sea. There shall the fishes feed on the fat of Lycaon as they dart under the dark ripple of the waters. So perish all of you till we reach the citadel of strong Ilius, you in flight, and I following after to destroy you. The river with its broad silver stream shall serve you in no stead, for all the bulls you offered him and all the horses that you flung living into his waters. None the less miserably shall you perish till there is not a man of you but has paid in full for the death of Patroclus and the heaven you wrought among the Achaeans whom you have slain while I held aloof from battle." So spoke Achilles, but the river grew more and more angry, and pondered within himself how he should stay the hand of Achilles and save the Trojans from disaster. Meanwhile, the son of Peleus, spear in hand, sprang upon Asteropaeus, son of Pelagon, to kill him. He was son to the broad river Axius and Perrhaebia, eldest daughters of Acessamenus, for the river had lain with her. Asteropaeus stood up out of the water to face him with a spear in either hand, and Xanthus filled him with courage, being angry for the death of the youths whom Achilles was slaying ruthlessly within his waters. When they were close up with one another, Achilles was first to speak. "Who and whence are